Welcome to Leading Lights, Indigenous men and women who have left a trail of inspiration for others.
Even though she was a four-time Olympic athlete and beat many Canadian race records, Shirley Firth Larson didn't want the mention of her sports accomplishments in her memorial instructions that she left with her family. Firth Larson passed away peacefully at the age of 59 on April 30th, 2013, at her Yellowknife home, surrounded by friends and family. Instead of her athletic accomplishments, she wanted her family to talk about the importance of family, health and education when they eulogized her, and the Christian values of love, forgiveness, and hope.
And now in Dene.
Shirley Firth Larson, who lives at Kwe, Olympic athlete, had Lini Zang. Kuholan dana narath lao dana gonath nala. Ku ayi dana hana tani ala. Ayi sestolint ansa gayoltide. Tahia si sports tonit nasi egaya tihores in lesahene. Ayi a tahiganya tihores in hade. Family gaya tihores is ayi ho anzin talun si. Terahul tasa family hene. The hotits in our health, a hotier who tau education, the whole tassa, henny. A you the dari ye benos nihu, than a ranu sow, than a rano no shill henny. A ye gaya ti horse is a henny la. E our first Larson, Thagan, their la 59 by Rayu, April 30th, 2013, Yellow Knife. But when the answer, but a new, but the honor, a health, but still seen.
She started writing fictional novels, but struggled with written English, leading her to attend a business college in Calgary from 1913 to 1915. Quintasket then took a position as a school teacher on the Inkamit Reserve in British Columbia. Here she flourished among her father's Okanagan people, close to family once again. Though she was busy working during the day, she made time in the evenings to continue her writing and was inspired to start a collection of legends.
Canadian twins, Cassie Bakojangai, Shirley, Bedesa Sharon Julio, Sharon Firth, a cross country skiing, and a heather, 1970s to 1980s, ku a asa, hotsekono the ruler. National to international competitions a ye Ahonasna Dihinada Ahonasnala Olympic Winter Games 1972 to 1984 it's un 1959 a twin son la dabarayu federal government a lala. Gwich'in First Nation, a din liao inuvik ni liya san, ni zo ya se sa, sa hayurin la ze, aklavik hulye a yi ch'asin, sa yi zintzen, a yi ni liya la, a yi a ayurzin, yi sa yalti nadderk e, a yi kahura liyan cha la, Jean Marie Mouche hulye yalti, ku yalti, Kony Dansan, athletes Hailin Hakala during Latin's Aquasa twins, Nidan La.
Along with their fellow students, they put in long hours on the ski tracks around town, training in minus 30 degree weather, and running endurance laps on local trails during the long days of summer. Norwegian coach Bjorger Peterson arrived to work with the girls, and they attended their first major race in Anchorage, Alaska. Shirley won the competition, much to the dismay of American competitors. At first, the girls couldn't see their potential, but they soon realized that if they practiced hard enough, their sport would take them places they might not ordinarily get to go. Coach Peterson told them they would travel the world if they devoted themselves to skiing, and so they focused on their training.
Hayorin lasna hither air, but Benare skiing and a hither. At Zadako, Haya minus 30 the colo conto skiing and a hitheru. Sina at Duda called it a bahe asla. Kuhat au Norwegian coach ni yala. Bjorger Patterson Hulie, a Zakwa Saladala Na Jason. A Yurts in Anchorage, Alaska, and he asu denanari laha. Shirley Hunathnala, a Yurts in Zakwaza Ti Adoralza Jason. Athahu Kohani the Nil Nicolo Hot Aung. Don't oo Ti Adoril Zade. Zenu held he has not her lung a nanak a took a hood in len he dila. It's an anna tia de horel zajo. It's a coach Peterson koyel nila. Tell you around the world through us as a tia at the roof zade yelni. A year coots in tia canahe the rajala.
By 1972, they were on their way to their first Olympics in Sapporo, Japan. That year, Canada's national cross-country team was dominated by Indigenous athletes from around Inuvik. Firth Larson won 42 Canadian National Championship medals, competed in 4 World Ski Championships, and was inducted into the Order of Canada in 1987. She, along with her sister, was the subject of the CBC documentary entitled The Olympians, the Firth Sisters.
1972, it's a Olympics at the Horatsakahe Asla Sapporo Japan's and Koyaku a Yenanek a Canada's a cross country team hot here a not the noini ho anelt a la in a vicots a Kofirth Larson Donanats and Naki Canadian National Championship medals Stanishna sa Kut e Dorel Zala 4 World Ski Championships Kuhonel Nao a Yurts in Order of Canada Balchutha 1987 a Ku Edinichu Bedese a CBC Bagan Shoholi la documentary Bagan Holi Bets in Honi Holia the Olympians Hulie the Firth Sisters Hulie.